But so it's a formalized way of training people in a particular way to produce code that is functional for our environment, okay, which is very different from just writing some code and, you know, sort of pop something up on a, whatever, a little app here or wherever.
When you step on African soil, and let me know if you make it African, the Ghanaian soil, tech-wise, do you still think there's a huge opportunities that we have not tapped into as an ecosystem?
Oh, absolutely. There are so many opportunities wherever we look, right? And it's, we haven't started yet. I mean, there's so many things. And also opportunities to leapfrog.
Okay.
I'm not sure you have come across the Citizen app yet.
Mm.
It's something that we're helping to,
okay,
to we're not introducing it, but we built it. We have nothing near that in London because it's too complicated.
Right.
Because it's just all the different government agencies and whatever, they work in silos, and you never... I lost my wallet a couple of weeks ago. I had to spend 2 hours in different places to refill in the form here, there, and other, so that I had my driver's license back, etc. Right? Now here, you could do it in one go. Hmm. You get this information in one place. In the Citizen app, you have all the information you need to... And it will take years for UK to do that. I mean, you probably can... So there are opportunities, but it's because there's nothing there, right? So if it's nothing, it's the same as mobile money. Mobile money doesn't exist in the rest of the world. I mean, in some areas, but certainly not in Europe.
Yeah.
So there are opportunities in the back of mobile money. And I mean, we started, of course, with mobile telephony, right, to bypass landlines. So there are opportunities. And lots of them. So as a sort of a, one of the reasons I am involved with Uptel, right, is that, you know, when you live here, it's sort of a pastime hobby of people complaining about nothing works, right?
Yes.
And it's sort of part of the culture a bit. Within Uptel, I almost never hear that. It's always about opportunities and what we can do to look at that and say, what can you do to help fix it? And that is what inspires me to be involved.
Right.
Looking for solutions rather than complaining about the problems.
Yeah, you're staying there. If you were to give some great advice to young entrepreneurs in the tech industry, what lessons can they take from the success of Uptel?
Ooh. It's difficult to summarize. But the first thing would probably be, don't think you're a tech business. This is you turn a telescope the wrong way. Think about what problems you're trying to solve using technology. Because in this environment, most opportunities isn't really tech, right? It isn't building AI tools. That's for Google to do, whatever, right? Because this is not, here is applying technology to practical problems.
Mm.
And that's the opportunity for a while, right? And to figure out what practical problems are, and then you can deploy technology to solve it, right?
Mm.
But start with the customer, start with the problems they're trying to solve, and don't worry so much about being a clever technologist.
I'm very big on businesses, you know, making it beyond or surviving beyond the initiator, the initial founder, to at least step into several generations. And I read extensively on that, on several experts who speak about, you know, family enterprises. Is the plan of Uptel, is it in the plan of Uptel to do an initial public offering, or is it going to be maintained as a indigenous Ghanaian company within the family?
We are discussing those aspects exactly where you asked the question, right?
Okay.
Is that how do we ensure that we make the most out of what we have started?
Okay.
And how do you make sure it becomes a multi-generational institution beyond Hubtel?
Mm.
So, and within that are dreams, right? You know, which not plans, but sort of pictures, right? You know, how do you, and do an IPO is one answer. It's we are kind of too big to get venture capital anyway now, or because, you know, at least certainly if you want to sell the business, it would be kind of, you know, who's going to, because they want to sell it in turn, right? So it's, the market doesn't really exist. An IPO is a very, very realistic future possibility, right? Okay. But you just don't do it. Why were you going to do it? Because the investor's going to say, what is the future plan? Mm-hmm. Why is it a good investment? Why is Hubtel today going to be X times what it is today when if I invest? And that's where we are working to, and it goes back to the customer we serve and delivery business, and so if we can't scale it to make money, why should you put money into it? And if you want to go to other countries, it's not going to other countries just because, right? It's with the purpose of doing something which we know works.
Will you go to other countries?
Almost certainly.
How soon are we going to see that?
It'd be failure if you didn't. I'd be very disappointed, because that means that we have not found a way to scale the business properly. Because many countries in Africa are similar. And some, fortunately, are somewhat behind Ghana, which means that you can ride a wave a bit, right?
And Nigeria is pretty big on fintech.
Yep.
It's really huge on fintech.
Yes, of course it is.
Oops. Yeah. It's. I mean, I don't know if Nigeria is part of your plan, but...
Well, when I was a coach, I was coaching in Nigeria and here. So I have some personal experience in, and including a tech company, by the way. Of course, Nigeria is huge. And this is where all the money, not all the money, I overstate, a huge portion of the investors' money has gone into Nigeria.
Yes.
And unfortunately, because the Naira collapsed this year, they're never going to make money from businesses that, in local currency, are doing quite all right.
Hmm.
So there's a problem, right? And it's also because so much money gone in there and so many very good entrepreneurs and good companies. Yeah. So should we go to Nigeria? Only if we have an angle and a market that isn't served. Not to just go up against everyone else. So maybe, maybe not.
Hmm.
It's not an obvious yes.
Right. But obviously the company, as part of its expansion plan, would, you know, explore other countries.
Of course, right.
All right.
And we did pursue, what was that now, 7-8 years ago, Kenya.
Okay.
The timing was wrong. We did a good job, but the timing was wrong. And we was in the middle of this, as we talked about earlier, a shift of strategy, right? So it was the wrong timing.
Right.
And therefore we abandoned it. Not because it was badly done. It was just not...
But I mean, I guess the question really is, Hans, at what point in any local company's life should they be thinking of new markets?
Pretty early on. And I say that because something I said yesterday at our meeting, the perception of doing a new service in your home market is that's lower risk than doing the providing the same service in a neighboring country. It's almost never true. Almost never true to do something different where you already are rather than doing the same somewhere else.
Okay.
And if you look at successful multinationals, Coca-Cola, Unilever, or whoever, that's what they do, or MTN, or Game, or whatever. In Africa, it tends to be South African multinationals, right? Mm. Successfully, or DSTV,
right? South Africa,
right? Now that's particularly helpful because there's one source of information that gets spread out, right? But retail isn't so easy, right?
Mm.
And they've done it successfully. Hotels, etc. So Now, tech is different, but yet the same.
Yeah.
So, and we didn't talk about that aspect of my background. I worked international my entire life. And at one point, we were running a company of a few thousand people, 7,000-8,000 people in 40 countries. And those companies underneath were small companies, relatively small companies, doing businesses around the world with only maybe 100-150 people total within that business. So you don't have to be big to be multinational.
Because, you know, sometimes you feel like, you know, you need to get a million in the business, the eight figure, before, you know, you can start thinking of going into other countries. You know, I think entrepreneurs like to think like that way.
Yes, but it's part of it is experience having been there, right? And fear of unknown.
Yeah.
But it isn't as much to learn as you think compared to learning a new. So I have come across a tech with three completely different businesses in terms of customer groups. Happily doing that rather than taking one and going to a neighboring country.
Right.
And which one once feel comfortable? If it feels like I'm doing techie stuff here, so I know. But no. Take Uber as a good example here, or yeah. Bolt, ride service. It's populated around the world quite rapidly, right? Doing the same thing.
Mm.
Or almost the same thing.
Almost the same
thing. They adapt a little bit, right?
Right. To the culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Haptel has done a great deal of work for ECG.
Yeah.
And I can't let you go without talking about this. And the reason I say that is that they had an old system that had an annual growth of -7%. This is a report they released themselves. And then when the new systems developed through Haptel came in, they are seeing an annual growth of 128%. Now, if I put that in money terms, right now, they are in the billions of cities monthly revenue. How much of work did you guys have to do to get the revenue so high?
The time frame from the meeting when... Now we have to talk with Alex because he was instrumental in this. Without the mixture of who he is, being able to build trust and be trustworthy and having the know-how how to do it, it wouldn't have worked. And also willing to take risk.
Mm.
So within 3-4 months from the point when he got the go-ahead to customers paying on our platform was about 4 months.
That's pretty fast.
Yes. And Alex was told that if you think you can do that, you think you can walk on water. I said, no, I don't walk on water. I know what I'm doing. This is what we're going to do. And it was delivered within a few weeks of when he said it's going to be delivered. And for anyone, revenue raised up very quickly. But that was only possible because years and years of building tools that were reused, right?
Right. So put it together.
That was a, yeah. I mean, it was some things have to be added because interface into electricity meters or whatever. I mean, there's some specifics that had to be added to it, right? But most of the building blocks were there.